Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hatuma Bekoisel. If there is tuma inside of a wall, umikoyma tefach al rum tefach, and the tuma is enclosed in an area which is one tefach by a tefach by a tefach, is cubed tefach. So this wall is separating two rooms on a ground floor, and then it goes up and hits the floor of the second level of this house. In essence, it's forming a letter T, because you have the wall between the two rooms, which hits the ceiling, which now comes across it as a T. So if you have inside the wall where the tuma is, a cubed tefach, kol ha'aliyas she'al gaba, any tuma, which is any of the spaces above this wall, the upper levels, afilu hein esa, even if there's 10 of them tameis, they are all going to be tame, because since this cubed tefach space encloses tuma, we consider it like a kever sasum, a sealed grave, which we discussed in earlier prakim, has the status of tuma, that anyone that touches it from any side is tame. Whereas if it would not be a tefach by tefach by tefach, then we would say tumas by kas va'oila by kas v'yayredes, and only exactly opposite the tuma above and below would be tame. Haiso aliyah achas al gabe shnei batim. Let's say you had one attic above the two houses. He tameya, the level above this wall, which has the tum in it, that level above it is tamei. V'chol haliyah shal gaba, but if there's another level above that, the hayreis is going to be, they're going to be tahar, because the tuma in, or the space in that second level, would be chotzeitz, would make a machitza in front of the tuma. Kaisel sheinis. Let's say on the second level you had another wall, which went further up. Now there are many different ways of understanding this line, but this is the approach which I personally like. Kaisel sheinis, then tuma bekeas va'oilo bekas v'yaredes. We say the tuma continues going straight up through the wall to the next level up. Nefesh atuma. Let's say you have a matseva. It's an edifice which is built over a grave, and you don't have the space of a tefach by a tefach by a tefach. Therefore, the tuma goes straight through. So, if someone touches that edifice, that building, or the small little stone building over the grave, if you touch the sides of it, they're going to be tahar, because the tuma goes straight up or straight down. Whereas im hayu mokaim hatefach, hatuma tefach al tefach alim tefach. But if the area was a cubed tefach, hanegeba mikal mokaim tamei. Anyone who touches it any from any side will be tamei. Vipnei shikakever sasim, because it gets the status of a sealed grave. And like we've just discussed, a kever sasim is metamei from all different sides. Now, we're going back on what we just said earlier, that if you have a little building or a stone or a monument over a grave which is sealed and you touch the sides, you're tahar if there's no tefach by tefach by tefach. What if samach la sukkah, if you leaned a sukkah against it? So the stone, this monument, is now serving as a wall for this new building. The halacha is, Timaeus, the sukkah is going to be tahar, because we consider them part of the oihel of the mace. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, mitahar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the sukkah is still tahar, since it's only on the side. Therefore, a kever, since the tumah is bekas of oihel, bekas v'yeredes, we say that the sukkah maintains the status of tahara. Mishnah base. Kol shipui oihalim ke oihalim. If you have a oihel which is on a slant, so there's no real flat top to this ohel, rather it's completely angular. The halacha is, ke'ohel has the status of being an ohel like any other ohel. Ohel shu shofea v'yored, if the ohel, is when it's slanting down, it goes v'kole ad ke'etzba, and it reaches as small, as low down to the ground as one finger's width from the floor, in that case we say, tuma be'ohel. If the tumma is in a part of the ohel, meaning part which is higher than a tefach from the ground, so it's a tefach by tefach by tefach, then kelim shetach hashipua temeim, any kli which is under the slanted part is going to be tummy because it's a regular ohel. Tumma tachas hashipua. If the tumma is under the part where you only have an etzba, then we'll say kelim shebe ohel tumeim. Any kelim that are in the ohel are going to be tumay because you give it the status of an ohel. And therefore, although the tumma is in a place which does not have a chalo tefach, the space of a tefach, the bottom line is we consider it an ohel, and therefore the halachic status of an ohel is that it brings and it transfers the tumma over to anything that's under that ohel. Tumma mitocho. Let's say you have tumma inside the ohel. Then, in other words, underneath the ohel. Hanogea bo mitocho. If you touch the underside of the ohel, which is facing the tumma, even after you take the mace out of it, tamei tuma shiva, you'll still be tamei for 7 days. Umeachayrav, but if you touch the ohel from the outside of it, tamei tumas erev, you get the status of being tamei till the evening, because the back of the ohel has a status of a kli, which touched a kli that touched the mace. Meaning, it's only an avatoma, it's not an aviavosatoma, and therefore there's no tumas shiva. Tuma meachayrav. If the tuma was on the outside of the ohel, then we say the opposite. Hanugeba meachayrav, if you touch the outside of the ohel, tamei tuma shiva, you'll be tamei for 7 days. Mitaychay, but if you touch the inside of the ohel, tamei tumas erev, you'll also be tamei only tumas erev because it is not a avi avos hatuma, as we just explained. Let's say you had half of a zayis of a mace inside an ohel and half of a zayis of a mace on the outside of the ohel, on the overside. So you have the underside of this ohel and above the upper side of the ohel. Hanogeba, if someone touches the ohel, bein mitocho bein meacharev, whether they touch the underside or the outside, tamei tumas erev, they'll be tamei tumas erev. Because although we do say that the two chatzoi zesim are mitzarev to make the ohel tamei, and the ohel itself is tamei tumas shiva, but since it's not one kezayis in one place, we don't look at either side of the ohel as a mace itself. Rather, we look at it as a kli, which is nogea, which is touching a kli, which is touching a mace, meaning it only has tumas erev as opposed to tumas shiva. So therefore, the ohel itself is touching an entire zayis because the two halves of the zayis are mitzdarif. But the person touching the ohel is merely touching a kli, which is touching the mace, and therefore he only gets tumas erev. Miktsasai, if part of the ohel was merudad al ha'aretz, it sloped downwards and was lying flat on the ground without any space in between the part of the ohel and the floor. Tumah tachtov, if there's tumah underneath that part that's adjacent to the floor, oyal gabav, or on top of it, we'll say tumah bekas v'yayla bekas v'yaredas. It's considered tumah ritzitza. It's a sealed up tumah without any airspace, so tumah goes straight up and straight down. Ohel shehu nati ba'aliyah. Let's say you have an ohel which is spread out in an upstairs, and there's a skylight going between the upstairs and the downstairs. And miktsasai merudod alu aruba shebeno ba'is la'aliyah. And part of this ohel is lying flat on the ground, and it's crossing over and covering that opening between the upstairs and the downstairs. Rabbi Yossi says matzil. Rabbi Yossi says that part which covers that skylight will prevent tumma from going from downstairs into the upstairs, because underneath that skylight we do have space, which is the space of the bottom floor. Therefore, it's considered an ohel, and it could be mafsik b'chaitzitz b'fnei ha-tumma. Reb Shimon says, "Eini matzil, it's not matzil, achei notik in a tias oil, until it's spread out in the attic as an ohel, and then it gets the status of an ohel, and it could be mafsik the tumma from downstairs." But since in its own area, which is upstairs, it does not have a status of an ohel over there, therefore it cannot have the status of an ohel to be mafsik and to stop tumma from coming from downstairs to upstairs.